Track 15, Chapter 5.
I can see the truth, Mr. Ferguson, said Holmes, but I should see your wife before. Please send her this message I wrote before. I can clear the matter up only in her presence. Mr. Ferguson called Dolores and gave her the note. After a few minutes, we heard a cry of joy and surprise from the lady's room. Dolores came downstairs and exclaimed, "My mistress is waiting for you. She wants to see you all. She wants to see Mr. Ferguson as well." As we entered the room, Mrs. Ferguson raised herself in the bed and listened to Holmes. "The idea of a vampire was to me absurd, even when I was in Baker Street. Such things do not happen in England, and yet your observation was precise. You saw the lady rise from beside the child's cot with the blood upon her lips. But you can also suck a wound to draw poison from it."
"Poison?"
shouted Mr. Ferguson. "Yes," replied Holmes. "When we arrived here, I saw those weapons upon the wall, and I noticed a little empty container from arrows," explained Holmes. "Your wife is from Peru, and there people use poisoned arrows to kill." "And the dog," Holmes continued. "The guilty poisoned the dog first to see the results."
"Oh, my goodness!" exclaimed Mr. Ferguson.
"Your wife saw Jack near the baby with the arrow and hit him. Later, she sucked the poison from the baby's neck to save his life," said Holmes.
"Jackie!"
shouted Mr. Ferguson. "I watched him as you took the baby in your arms. Jack's face was clearly reflected in the glass of the window. I saw jealousy and hate."
"Aye, Jackie!" shouted Mr. Ferguson. "Good God! It is incredible!"
"Mrs. Ferguson could not tell you. She did not want to hurt you," said Holmes.
"Yes, love," added Mrs. Ferguson. "You love your son so much. I could not tell you."
"I think a year at sea would be my prescription for Jackie," said Holmes, rising from his chair. "Only one thing is still clouded, madam. We can quite understand your attacks upon Master Jackie, but how could you leave your child?" asked Holmes.
"Mrs. Mason knew. I told her," replied Mrs. Ferguson.
"Of course. Of course," said Holmes. "Now, it's time to leave. Goodbye, everyone. I have only one further note in this case. It is the letter which Holmes wrote in final answer to that with which the narrative begins. It ran thus. Baker Street, November the 21st. Re-vampires. Sir, referring to your letter of the 19th, I have examined the inquiry of your client, Mr. Robert Ferguson, of Ferguson and Muirhead, tea brokers of Mincing Lane, and that the matter has been brought to a satisfactory conclusion. With thanks for your recommendation, I am, sir, faithfully yours, Sherlock.